Welcome, friends, families, and those across the seas.
My name is Megan. I'm a second generation Filipino American,
and you're going to be listening to the Philam Diaspora Discourse, where we express our thoughts on culture and assimilation. This is going to be the second episode, so bear with me. It's my first time filming. Today, I'm going to be talking with Aleli. So let's start with you telling me about yourself and your experience and connection with our culture.
Okay. Hello, my name is Aleli Galvadoras. I'm a fourth year music therapy major at Pacific. I grew up in Stockton. I moved here when I was about probably 3 or 4. And Stockton has a very rich, like, Filipino history that I didn't really get a chance to learn about until I got to college here in Pacific. So I've been going to school in Stockton, not knowing about my history and, you know, what was the rest of the question?
It's not a question. It's just you telling me about your experience. Do you want a question? I have some.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
what was it? Growing up,
what was your knowledge of being Filipino then compared to now after being in college?
It was very limited in grade school. I would gravitate a lot toward, like, Filipino friends in grade school just because, unknowingly, it would help me feel more connected to my culture because my parents didn't give me a lot of opportunities to explore my culture besides, you know, surface level things.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask them questions about my culture, and I don't know. I never really understood why they, you know, didn't want to, immerse, like, their kid into like, the Filipino culture and like, you know, there's so many second generation, you know, Filipino kids that don't know Ilocano, Tagalog, or just their native language.
Or that don't even know about, like, Mindanao, Maguindanao.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that stuff.
There's, like, so many dialects and, like, just, you can't, and I don't know, I just have a... It's not just Tagalog.
Mm-hmm.
And
or it's like, it's not just Manila.
Yeah, like Cebu. For sure. Because Filipino culture is just so diverse in itself. And the fact that we don't even know that, being second gen, it's heartbreaking. And that's why I joined, Kilusan Pilipina, to give me a chance to be surrounded by, you know, people of, like, same similar cultures, even though we didn't all, like, have the same experience. It was just something that I needed to kind of understand it, and it was really nice to kind of have that in common with, like, my friends, and even welcome other people that weren't Filipino into the organization, because Filipino culture and its erasure and everything, it's so hard. We don't really know how to define ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
As Filipinos. Like, are we Asian, Southeast Asian? Are we Spanish? Are we Pacific Islanders? It's just like, we don't know because everyone that isn't Filipino wants to put us into these categories, and we just don't have a chance to define our own identities.
Mm.
And that's why it's just so hard. And I don't know what my parents' perspectives are about our culture. I don't know if they are intentionally breaking away from it or if there's just some unspoken trauma that they can't really open up about, that they don't want to bring us into. It's just so complicated, and it's hard because it's just, I think it's so important to connect with people over culture because it's a really important and huge part of our identity.
I feel like one thing that I like, one question that I really thought about when deciding to make this podcast and just, like, this whole project is just, like, why did a whole generation decide that our culture wasn't enough to continue or, like, wasn't worthy enough to fight for?
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, you said something about how everybody wants to like sort of define our culture when we don't even get a chance to discover it ourselves. And it's like, I feel like part of the erasure of it was that, like, and part of the erasure and the colonization of it is just that we are, like, the islands were just clumped together, and it's like a lot of it like doesn't have anything in common with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like we're all called Filipino, and just
yeah.
like, and it's like, I remember growing up, like, meeting somebody Filipino, I was like, you don't look like me, but like you kind of look like me.
Yeah.
But it's like, I guess we're the same. And it's like, I didn't know there were different tribes in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there were different, like, major religions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just like, yeah, like, there was a lot I didn't know. And I, like, growing up was, like, wondering, like, why I didn't learn it. But also part of me, like, in my internal, like, not trauma, but, like, colonization, was just kind of, like, denying it. Like, oh, I'm just
yeah.
Filipino. That's just what I am.
Yeah.
It's like somebody asked me, it's like, oh, I'm Asian. Because at that time, I feel like Philippines wasn't really on the map.
No, I mean, you know, when they ask you about, like, your ethnicity, it's just Asian. I'm just like, why are we all lumped together when we all have such different experiences?
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying something about that, like, religion. Like, Catholicism isn't even Filipino.
Yeah.
It's Spanish.
Yeah.
So, and my parents tried really hard to push, not really hard, because they didn't try hard enough, because I was just like, no, I don't get it. It's not me. But yeah, they were pushing religion on me so much when I was younger. They tried to get me to go to, like, catechism, communion, you know, get, like, confirmed in the church. And I was, and I don't really know where that influence came from of, like, you know, pushing back against religion. I guess I just didn't understand it, and I kept asking them why. Why do I have to go to these classes? I started to question, like, my religious beliefs. I'm just like, I don't understand, like, because my parents didn't consistently go to church, so I don't know why, you know, it was just so important to them. They
mm-hmm.
kept saying, like, oh, you have to get married in a church. I'm just like, I'm 14. I don't care
about
getting...
thinking about that.
I know. So it was just not a priority to me. And I guess, like, I appreciate that my parents, like, kind of, like, gave up, but also let me express myself through, like, just not, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I disappointed, like, my great aunt that was super religious, but it's so hard because when you bring up, like, you know, Catholicism isn't even Filipino, and it's so hard to, like, want to educate, you know, the older generations because, like, we've been colonized for hundreds of years, so of course we don't have any generational ties to our actual Filipino background anymore because it's just, you know, all we've known is colonialism, and it's so sad. And
it is really interesting to think about how, like, we don't know anything about our culture except for what our people were taught.
Yeah.
Not with what our people grew up with. And it's like, why am I learning basically what we were given from another culture instead of learning, like, our own past?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I remember, like, I grew up, like, loving, like, Filipino mythology, but I couldn't really look into it because I couldn't understand my language.
Yeah.
What do you think you would have changed, like, knowing how much you love your culture now, or how much, like, you've, like, learned about your culture? What do you think you would have changed in your past, and what would you want to give to the future generations?
Hmm. What I wanted to change, I think, I did have Filipino friends that were more in touch with the Filipino culture, so maybe I wish to be more surrounded with that. Probably wish to ask my grandparents more questions while most of them were, you know, still alive.
Mm.
I still have, like, you know, one, like, paternal grandmother, and I want to ask her more about, like, what she knows, even though it's still, like, the colonialized, you know, version. But I guess for future generations, I think it's important to be curious, to keep asking questions, to be to be open to spaces where you get to explore your culture. Because, like, I know some Filipino friends that are, you know, that don't want to be in Kilos and Filipino for their own reasons. And it's just like, oh, I'm surrounded by Filipinos enough. I'm just like, like, I respect your decisions, but at the same time, I find it interesting when people are not interested in learning about their culture or being kind of repulsed by their culture. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I feel like that's out of ignorance. Because just like, if you're repulsed by your culture, like, what do you really know about it? Maybe you just only know the surface level of it, or it's just you, or you only know the bad parts of it instead of like embracing yourself in a culture. Because I don't know. It's, I mean, you're allowed to have your own opinions about like your identity and how you want to identify, whether or not it's like within your culture. But I guess, you know, to end it all, it's just like, don't knock until you try it. Like, because culture is beautiful. It's, you know, like, it's something that you have in common with, you know, people that you're not even related to, but you just have that in common because, you know, the customs and also just the experiences of the people in history, language, and just celebrations, and I don't know, because I'm just really grateful to have been in KP, even though, like, it only scratched the surface of learning about, like, Filipino culture. There's still so much to learn, but I'm connecting with my friends over that passion of wanting to be more in touch with the culture that, you know, our parents didn't, you know, give us a chance to. So, yeah.
Were you given the chance to grow up, like, you know, like the big parties when like Manny Pacquiao would have like his boxing matches or like things like that, like those kind of celebrations?
Yeah, it was a lot when I was younger. But I guess as my parents like got busy with work, that started to go away, I guess.
I want to know, how do you feel after talking about this a bit more? Because this isn't really something that's like table talk.
I realized, like, when you asked me about, I guess, just my experience, like, when I brought it up about, like, I gravitated more towards, like, my Filipino friends, I didn't really recognize that until I thought about it now, because, like, I've been wanting to be in touch with my culture for as long as I can remember, as a, you know, gravitating towards, you know, Filipino friends, even in, like, preschool, because when I started to learn about, like, you know, it's funny when you're younger and you ask your parents, like, oh, what's Asian, what's Mexican, or what's, like, what am I? I'm, like, Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you start to ask, like, friends, you know, when you're, like, 4 or 5, like, oh, you're Filipino, I'm Filipino. And then you don't really know what that means yet, but you still share that, and I think that's really meaningful. So I think it's nice to have these conversations to really reflect on, like, you know, your perspective on culture and where you were at, what you used to know, what you know now, and what you still have yet to learn. So, yeah, it's not just table talk, but I think it's important to have these conversations anyway, whether or not it's for, you know, a project or just for individual enrichment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being a part of my podcast and helping me start this. Really appreciate you. She's one of my best friends, so more episodes to come. Hopefully more Lily. Thank you, folks. Good night.